I think girls don't like me because of my, not weight, because you could still pushing for the kush, whatever they call it. Like, I don't have the nicest features. Like, for instance, my dentist does free work for the homeless, and last week he told me I have the worst teeth he's ever seen. Listen, guys, I don't mind being overweight. That's something you come to accept. There's just one thing that I don't like being overweight about. Elevators. Not the tightness of elevators like you all think. Not farting in tight spaces, not that. It's when you reach a certain weight and you step on an elevator, it jolts down. So for a split second, everyone on the elevator thinks you just killed them. The mothers start holding their children tighter, the others are calling their loved ones, like, I don't think we're gonna make it, Dan. The moral of the story is I don't trust women because of my mother. Hear me out. When I was 8 years old, I had two fears in life. Two fears. One, my mother going to work. Two, needles. I had a crippling separation anxiety problem. One day, I have a really bad problem. My mom's like, Dan, I gotta go to work. I'm like, nah, don't go. Just stay. We'll play. She's like, no, I have to go, but I'll come home early, and we'll hang out. We'll play around the next morning. So fast forward. She comes home early. I'm waiting by the door, shaking my ass like a dog. And she walks in. She's like, Dan, she starts chasing me around. I'm like, oh, this is a fun game. I could get behind this. She starts chasing me around. And then I see her pull out an object. I'm like, oh, wow, she got me a present. No, she got me a needle. And she pulls out the needle, and she starts chasing me around with it. I'm like, all right, whatever, this is playful. Then she corners me and gets me down. So now she's standing over the top of me, poking me with this needle. I'm like, all right, whatever, this is still fun. And then it starts to hurt. I'm like, I start crying. She goes, Daniel, don't cry. The needle has a rubber stopper. And she keeps going, and I keep crying. She's like, Dan, it can't hurt you. The needle has a rubber stopper. And then I see her look at the needle, and I just see her mouth to herself, oh, shit. There was no rubber stopper on the needle. She stabbed me 37 times in the chest. If I drank a bottle of water, it would have shot out. My little wife beater was just a tie-dye mixture of blood and tears. And you know what I learned? I learned a very important lesson. I learned that you don't need expensive counseling to get rid of separation anxiety. You just need your mother, the woman you love and trust the most, to stab you 37 times. And I guarantee you, the next morning, you'll be like, bitch, go to work. Anytime she pressures me to move out, I'm like, I got 37 years.